plan had been a very serious subject and a large subject in Texas while you were in college.
That's right. That's right. It certainly
How close had you gotten to the Klan?
I hadn't gotten very close. I don't know why, but because I think I was more or less sympathetic with their efforts in those days. I look back now and think they went much too far, of course, much too far.
Many leading citizens joined the Klan,
yeah.
And how did you see that sort of thing?
Well, I thought that it was all right. I saw nothing, I didn't, but I began to see, and I guess I was fortunate in the timing of the thing, because it was in 1921 and 2, and I was an undergraduate here then, and...
Were many students joining the Klan at that
time?
No,
well, there were some, but I don't think a great many. I don't think, I don't know, and I can't, that's just pure guesswork with me, but I don't believe that there was a real large percentage of our student body here that ever joined the Klan. We were just a little too young for it. I guess that's fortunate.
Then you were not approached by the Klan for membership?
Oh, I don't know. Approached by the Klan, I guess, but you could always say that there was always somebody talking.
And what about membership in the Klan? Did this ever face you as a decision?
No, I don't think so. Of course, it's just like you could join anything you wanted to, whether you're Masonic Lodge or Klan or anything, but I mean, they didn't put on the kind of pressure I hear on the campus that I feel sure they did to businessmen.